Hi, my name is Ginger Lee, aka Synthestruct.
And I'm Stuart Boak.
And we are here at the Creative City Project, Immerse.
Yeah, Ginger, that's your name, and I just met. You were telling me a little bit about your, would you call it performance, or?
Tonight what I did, I had an interactive installation that uses the Kinect to get an interaction from the audience, and so you dance in front of it, and it responds to the movement of the individuals. It's also audio reactive, so they get to see their projections on a large scale in front of them. And it's also, they can control the colors with the movement of a gyroscope that they're controlling. So it's a fully interactive, immersive experience, and they get to see the projections that they're controlling.
Well, and you were mentioning it was a little bit further down on Orange Avenue, they were using a projector. Was it projecting on a building, a screen?
Or? Correct. It was projecting across from the SunTrust building onto the garage surface that's there. So it was projecting on the side of the garage where they were at street level. And so when they're looking up, so they're dancing on the street, they can see their projections above them.
And you could definitely tell who you were?
Oh, yeah. So it picks up the form of the individual, but then it creates an abstraction of it. So it's individual geometric shapes that pulse with the audio. So as the bass hits, so I had music going with it as well. So when the bass hits, then it's pulsing with the audio, and they can see their form, but it's an abstraction of it.
Wow.
And so it inspires them to dance because it's not like seeing a direct video of yourself. It's seeing this abstract version of yourself, and the way that you move and control it, there's so many possibilities. So it inspires you to experiment with movement.
You mentioned they were holding a gyroscope?
I hacked one of my old phones I wasn't using because the phone has a lot of sensors that we can use. So it has the accelerometer, gyroscope, a lot of things that we just kind of, you know, when we're not using it anymore, we just leave it to sit there. But there's a lot of things that you can do with it. So I used that to control the colors in the projection. So they were holding, I put a strap on it so that they wouldn't throw it across the street. But when they move the phone, then the gyroscope is controlling the colors in the projections.
Wow, that sounds really interesting. You were telling me too that math is such a part of your art.
Yeah, definitely. So when I'm not working on creative installations, then I love creating number systems and different languages and basically systems in general. So very much math inspired, but also, you know, the logical side of things, programming. I do a lot of creating coding. I actually run Processing Orlando, which is a creative coding meetup here in Orlando. So a lot of that creative coding goes into the installations that I create as well. So
wow.
The creative side as well as the coding side.
Wow. When you were young, were you torn? I mean, did you wrestle with math classes, art classes, or a little bit?
I was very much torn, for sure. Because growing up, you know, you're always kind of taught that you can be one or the other, but it's kind of weird if you're both. And so I definitely found it challenging when I had to make a decision in college which direction I wanted to go. So I could either go for computer science or I could go for more the art side of things. So luckily I found digital media. This was at UCF at the time. And
okay.
So digital media was a nice bridge between those two because I was definitely torn, and that kind of allowed me to combine the two.
Yeah. You were showing me on your phone earlier that it was the piece with the hexagon. We were talking about the concrete.
Yeah. So that was Conduit. That's been a couple different places. Most recently, it was at Snap Orlando. So that's an interactive piece where there's six concrete pedestals. Each of them are 200 pounds. So I made those in my backyard and had to transport those. That was fun. But when you touch them, it actually it's conductive. So it activates sound and lights. And the sound is fed through six different headphones that people can hear collectively to have a collective experience together. And they control the different harmonic tones, and they light up individual LED panels that correspond to the frequencies that they're hearing at the same time.
Now, when you say 200 pounds, I mean, is that...
200 pounds. That's like, no exaggeration.
What size of concrete is that? Is that like...
Concrete is actually 150 pounds per cubic foot. So most people don't realize that, but the standard concrete is 150 pounds per cubic foot. So luckily they were hollowed out in the center, but they were 4 feet tall each and about 11 by 11 square pillar.
Okay, yeah, so,
yeah.
All right. I'm picturing like a base at a museum maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
about that size.
And so when they touched it, it would activate sound and the
and
the panels, the
Yeah, so it would trigger, basically when they would come in contact with it, I had a wire running to the base of it, and because they were so fresh, there was still a lot of water in the concrete itself, so it was still very conductive. So when they touched it, the wire that was running to the base of it allowed them to complete a circuit, and the other part of the circuit, I actually had a conductive thread in the headphones themselves, so when they put it on, the conductive thread would make contact with their ears.
Wow.
And so it was completing a circuit between the headphones traveling through their body, and then when their hand, you know, traveling through their body, when their hand made contact with the pedestal, then it would complete the circuit.
Yeah. And you said the LED panels that were standing vertically, they had a hexagon repeating pattern.
Yeah, so because it was based on exploring harmonic tones, so the fundamental frequency, which is the first frequency in the harmonic series, that was represented by a hexagon. And then the next panel, so they were basically six panels lined up together, so when they lit up, you could look down the six of them in a row and see them all lined up. So the first one in the row was a hexagon, and that represented the lowest frequency. And then the second frequency, which was the first harmonic, for every one wave cycle that the first one went through, then the second one went through two wave cycles. So you could see them line up where the one big hexagon, inside of that, there were two smaller hexagons for the second frequency, which was the first harmonic tone. So for each harmonic, you could actually see the wavelength and how they relate to each other.
Yeah. And then were the six concrete pedestals, were they arranged in a hexagon, or were you just...
For different installations, it actually depends on the space. So the first time I did it was at the Orlando Science Center, and I had an entire room to set it up for that. And so that was for Artronicon. And for that, I wanted to create almost kind of like a ritual experience. So people would walk into a completely dark room, and when they walk in, as soon as they touch the pedestal, in the center of the six pedestals, so they're basically in a circular... configuration surrounding the lights. So when they activate it, everybody's kind of facing inward, like they're almost feeding this power source. So it's kind of set up to be a ritualistic experience.
Yeah. So I'm guessing you have a musical background as well?
I'm very inspired by, I played a lot of instruments, but I've definitely, I pick up instruments, I play them for a little bit, and then I like to move on to a lot of other things because there's so many things I explore. So I have a little bit of a music background, but I also mostly like exploring sound itself and the physics of sound and visualizing sound. So taking sound and translating that to other mediums.
Yeah. What do you enjoy most about people when they walk into one of your installations?
Definitely standing back and watching how they experience it for the first time. And being a designer of interactive installations, you try and predict how people are going to interact with it, and they end up doing a lot of things sometimes that you didn't really expect. And so you learn to try and make it foolproof, but also a lot of times when you're standing back and watching it, they do things that you would have never expected them to do. And so just standing back and watching the enjoyment and the play and their exploration.
Because you had mentioned that was part of your project tonight was just encouraging people to play.
To play and to dance. Yeah, so tonight with the audio that was playing, it was very bass heavy, so it was definitely a very danceable music.
Yeah.
And encouraging people to dance and to interact and explore movement.
Yeah, I wouldn't think a lot of times, if I think of heavy math, I don't think of having play or fun. So it's interesting when you were showing me your work and it looks so technical and but still just was fun. It looked fun.
The output for me, I always want to try and do something fun, but there is always an underlying logic to it. And so I try and bring a lot of different modes together, like, you know, translating sound, like I was saying, translating sound to a visual output, or, you know, every installation that I do, I force myself to work with something new and to learn something new. So, but ultimately it has to be fun, because that's the most important thing.
Well, what's on your plate now, or what's brewing like in your head?
A couple of different installations coming up. Actually, I'm getting into doing some VR and AR stuff that you should hopefully be seeing soon.
Virtual
reality and augmented reality.
That's where you hold your camera up and you can see?
So augmented reality is where, for example, you'd have a camera and then you take something virtual and put it into that scene. So it's a mix of reality, and then you're taking other elements and putting it into that reality. Virtual reality is where everything is virtual. So you're wearing a headset.
Yeah.
You're completely detached from reality. Everything is virtual.
I enjoyed talking to you.
Yes, it's been great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.